Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's Valentine's Day. Get out and do a little something for your lady. Or ladies, do something for your guys. Switch it up a little bit. This is a time to make everybody feel special. And the Grilling Guys got a little bit of help. And Bob, we got a special guest with us now.
That's right. Jennifer Franzen putting on Protectors Conference from iConnectEye. Welcome to the Grilling Guys.
Thank you, guys. I'm honored to be here.
Well, you've certainly...
It's her first time, must be.
Certainly,
huh?
Brightened up the studio. We don't get a lot of good-looking women in here for obvious reasons. It's usually big guys with, you know, barbecue sauce on their bibs or something.
I don't know. You keep working at that Snap Fitness, man, and I might get replaced. I can smell it coming. But,
Yeah, what are you doing on Saturday mornings, Jennifer? So, like I said in the first segment, I got this idea because I was going to go to your conference, mm-hmm. and I thought, I wonder if you could use that as a gift and bring women to it, too.
Absolutely. Since I am hosting this conference, it is absolutely for women, but it may not be evident. If you go to the website, you will see pictures of guys, kind of combat pictures, and you'll hear things like security and strategic decision making and ethics under pressure and Krav Maga. And women may not evidently connect
right.
with this.
So it's not just for guys, and women need this just as bad as anybody, or more.
This came out of, can I share with you a personal experience
sure.
where this started? So I do tours to Israel, among other things, and I was in Israel, and my friend, who's a major in the IDF, said, Jen, how about I take you to the Israeli border, or to the Lebanese border with Israel, and the vice president of your tour company is on reserve duty, and you can meet him there. And I said, okay, I guess that's okay. So we go, and we're driving this little road, and we park, and we're on top of a hill. And I guess the base was all underground, so I didn't go into that. But I go into the little walkway with the sandbag-covered sniper lookouts. And there's a couple Israeli soldiers with us, and so they're explaining what I'm seeing. I look down the hill, and there's a road and a little chain-link fence, and then another hill, and that's Lebanon, and there's the UN, and then there's Hezbollah. And the Israeli soldiers are making jokes about Hezbollah hearing them and them hearing Hezbollah. And
it's a day-to-day occurrence, and it's a reality for them.
Yes. And I said, I don't understand how you can stand here and laugh when you know what they, 300 feet away, want to do to you. And in perfect English, this Israeli soldier turned to me and said, here, we're on our territory fighting them. He said, your guys go to their territory and fight them. And I went, my guys? I had never been that close to danger. I didn't think about really what our military and our police do to keep us blissfully ignorant mm-hmm. of the things that threaten our way of life. And so this conference is really to champion that idea that we are all protectors. As a single mother of four girls, I am a protector. And I got to have some confidence and skills to be aware of my surroundings, be aware of threats, know how to handle things, be able to think under pressure. And so this conference is really to build the bridge as protectors of not only civilians, but with our police.
So even if you don't want to go and fight on your country's border,
right.
this might be a good idea for you. Actually, we need to do that here, too. That's a different segue.
Jennifer, so tell me, where is the seminar? When is it? And why would I want to become part of it?
Well, the seminar is going to be held at the JW Marriott.
In Grand Rapids?
Yep, in Grand Rapids on Saturday, February 20th from 9:30 to 5:30. And it is really about building yourself, empowering yourself with skills and confidence to do your job. Because really, we all deal with conflict. Because not everything is physical. But we still need to have the skills and the knowledge and the know-how to handle it. That's what adds to our confidence. And so that everything we do, whether it's even being a parent, or whether you're a teacher, or whether you're a cop, or whether you're a businessman dealing with employees and employers, you have conflict and stress, and you need to know how to handle it.
Yeah, as an example, I couldn't get in the parking ramp this morning.
That has a lot of stress. For you, Bob. How can I help?
Machine was jammed.
Did you cause conflict?
No, I just blew through it.
Right. Yeah. Had no conflict. I hit the accelerator. It was all good. Yeah.
No. So tell us about some of the instructors that are going to be there. Okay. We know Colonel Denny Gillum's doing one of the segments.
He is co-hosting the event with me.
Okay.
Our speakers are the Israeli major, who I mentioned, Elliot Chodoff. And to kind of qualify him, he was just hired by China to come in and train their generals and speak on counterterrorism and security measures. Israel has tactics and skills that every other country uses, but theirs are a little more tested, a little more tried.
Well, and they're unguarded. These guys, they teach things like body language and stuff that we won't allow our people to do because you might be profiling. But if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys and the Grilling Guys Talk Network, and we're talking with Jennifer Franzen right now from iConnect, and she's putting on a conference called Protectors Conference, and I'm going and I'm bringing my young daughter with me because I love defense. I love defense classes. Anything to do with keeping people safe, I'm all about that, and I just love what you're doing. So
thank you.
Tell us now, and to qualify the Army, the Israeli major, they also make great weapons over there. Yeah. They've had to be just totally brutal tough since 1947. They've been attacked numerous times, and when you talk about the Hezbollah being right there, they're funded by Iran. And now we just released a bunch of money to Iran. So the Hezbollah got refunded again, so they have more money.
Yes.
So it's a tragic situation that they live with day to day, and they get just random mortar rounds coming in. So they've had to learn how to live with conflict that's unlike anything we've dealt with. So I think they've learned tactics that'll help us.
Well, they have, and as I was mentioning before, they are the only conscript army in the world that is male and female. So everybody, when they graduate from high school, they serve a minimum of two years
There's
for women,
a concept.
Three for men. And men stay in the reserves until their 40s. So they have an active army. They have an army almost as big as ours.
Right.
Because it is based on their
A little
entire
bit like
country.
Switzerland does it.
Mm, okay. And so, but so when you have these people maybe not serving in their military position and they're just living life, they still have skills. They're still aware. They're still more active civilians and more empowered civilians. And the funny thing is, when I call my Israeli friends, when I see bad news coming on, and I call my Israeli friends to say, oh, are you scared? How's things going? He says, he laughs and he says, what do you mean? There's always conflict on our borders. He said, here in Israel, we're fine. Because they refuse to live afraid.
Under fear.
Yep, because then their terrorists win.
Yep.
Jennifer, if somebody wanted to participate in the conference, how do they find out more about it? How much does cost? That kind of thing.
Yep. You can go to my webpage at www.iconnecti.com. And the I's are just the letter I. And on the webpage, there is a link to the Protectors Conference. You click on that. There's videos, there's
It's
details.
Really a nice, it's really shows you everything. And you, if you click on that website, I mean, if you check it out, you might be drawn to go because there's some real talent you're bringing in, and I'm excited about it. I'm former military and love the whole defense world, but I know we need it badly, and I feel for people who feel defenseless, like women in particular. I don't know what that's like, but I think this will help men and women who have never been taught properly how to defend themselves, how to look for trouble in advance, too, so that they can keep away from it, and I think this is going to address a lot of those things.
Well, and the great thing is it is elite training. So guys, our police, everybody who comes, security guys, they all feel like they're getting the inside scoop in this great deal. But the women get to be included too because they are strong and powerful. And they belong there.
So if your wife has a problem with you, you might not want to bring her because she might be snapping your neck on the way out.
And then there's that.
And it's $125 a person, $99 if you're a vet or active duty or police firefighter.
Yes, sir.
That's awesome. I just love what you're doing, and I'm so glad you took
some time
to come to the Grilling Guys. And
I am honored to come to the Grilling Guys. Yeah.
So then
we gotta
end with a Grilling Guys question is, do you have a grill? Do you use it? And if so, what do you like?
Yes, and my favorite thing on the grill would be barbecue chicken.
Nice.
Very good. Wow. Now, do you cook it dry and put the sauce on at the end, or do you cook it with the sauce on all the way through?
sauce on at the end.
There you go.
Okay, for you single guys, you might want to go to the conference because she's a looker and she's got a grill.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
And there's nothing better on Valentine's than that.
Nothing wrong with that.
Jennifer, best of luck with your seminar, and thanks for joining the Grilling Guys. Coming up next, we're going to be diving a little bit more into these Valentine recipes and maybe even some gift ideas from the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.